Going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mulder's Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It Hip Hop. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. They'll be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by FitCell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
I've done before, when something I forgot fills my head, then I forget what I was doing, so I do something else instead. I keep memories like secrets, I never tell, I never forget. But I only feel something like regret.
was blamed. If you could see it from my perspective, you shouldn't feel ashamed.
Feed the flame. fear. When one day you're on top of the world, the next day you're drowning down here. I wonder sometimes, maybe, am I doing this all right? Did I leave a hole to be filled up while you and I go crazy on the inside? Do no wrong. Hey, I see my world. I see where I belong. See, I pray as if you were a god of mine. If you are, sometimes I wonder. Sometimes you're too good to be from this world. I know you're crazy if you think I'm wrong.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Disco weather's been getting me down, and I'm so tired of just sitting. Hello! coffee from 100 miles away. And she's run out of cigarettes, she smokes a pack a day. And everyone's unhealthy, and no one's getting laid. And when I bump into my friends, I don't know what to say. But there goes another one, a father to a son, a friend to a friend. And another waste of time, this politician's lie. So I've got something interesting to say. Turns out when you grow up, you still don't know the way. And I think I've died and gone to hell and gone to hell. Yeah, I think I've died and gone to hell. I don't care, cause it was hell on earth.
Sail for the sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child.